Imagine strapping 10 2-liter bottles of soda to your back and walking straight uphill in flimsy plastic sandals.
We're walking up a very steep, rocky slope. All of them except for the 11-year-old and the 13-year-old have 20 liters of water on their back. For me, carrying 1.5 liters is exhausting.
Welcome back to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This week, producer Jessica Partnow brings us a day in the life of an Ethiopian woman who walks 4.5 hours each day to fetch water for her and her family. Atlantic Public Media curates this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. We feature pieces about the intersection between people and place. Up now, The Water Walker, produced by Jessica Partnow.
Dilo Town is a short stretch of thatched huts lining a dirt road in southern Ethiopia. About 32,000 people live in this community. It's 44 miles from the nearest paved road, 9 from the closest man-made well, and 2 days' drive from the capital city, Addis Ababa. We're close to the Kenyan border here, and not much else. By 6 a.m., Fadi Jilo is hard at work.
I wake up early in the morning and I light a fire to make some tea for breakfast.
Fadi is 30 years old and has 3 young children.
Then I clean my house, I have goats, and I take them to pasture. After I take the goats, I go to fetch water.
This is the height of Ethiopia's dry season. Water and pasture for livestock are scarce. Fadi is anxiously awaiting the rains, expected by the beginning of March. For now, with no water falling from the sky, Fadi must make the long walk to haul it from a spring. As I follow her toward the edge of Dilo Town in the pale morning sunlight, we're joined by several other women in colorful sari-like dresses.
Safiya. Hola, Nija.
Each woman is carrying a jerry can, a 5.5-gallon plastic jug. The cans are a crucial commodity. A new one can cost half of a family's annual cash income. As we reach the end of the short dirt path leading out of town, we come to the rim of a deep crater. At the bottom, there's a former salt lake, brown mud crusted over with glistening white salt.
More than 100 women fetch water here every day. Even other women from the surrounding areas come to collect water here.
The spring is a natural pool tucked into the side of the crater. The water is brackish and shared with hundreds of sheep, goats, and cattle. Their waste contaminates the water supply, causing everything from amoebic dysentery and intestinal parasites to scabies and conjunctivitis. Many people here, especially young children and the elderly, suffer constantly from these ailments.
We get very sick from the water here. People have stomachache, diarrhea with blood, even death. About 20 people die here every year.
Boiling would help prevent waterborne illness, but no one here can afford the fuel. Each woman fills her jerry can at the edge of the pool, screwing the lid on over a tiny square of plastic cut from a plastic bag. The extra plastic bolsters the worn threads on the lip of the jar and keeps every drop of water inside. A full jerry can weighs 44 pounds. Fadi struggles to hoist her load up the steep bank of the shallow pool, a bank made steeper every day by dropping water levels. She makes a cushion out of a bright green shawl, which she ties onto the small of her back. The bottom of the jerry can rests on this padding, and she binds the full can to herself with rope made from animal sinews. Imagine strapping 10 2-liter bottles of soda to your back and walking straight uphill in flimsy plastic sandals.
We're walking up a very steep, rocky slope. All of them except for the 11-year-old and the 13-year-old have 20 liters of water on their back. For me, carrying 1.5 liters is exhausting.
Fadi and the other women make this trek 3 times a day. Their walk is only 1.5 hour round trip, shorter than in some areas, but it's long enough for the women to get hurt.
People break their bones, they dislocate their joints, and the problem is worse when we go to fetch water when it is dark. One woman fell down while she was pregnant and she lost the baby.
There is hope for water in Dilo Town. The government says it plans to start work on bringing piped water to Dilo next year, but Fadi doubts that will happen.
We have applied so many times for help, for them to provide us with a water system, but nobody responds to us. They have promised us so many times, but they haven't done anything.
Fadi's life would change dramatically with regular access to safe water. Her daughters would be able to go to school every day, something they can't do now since school shuts down when there's no water. And Fadi would be able to spend more time tending livestock and earning money for her family. Till then, she waits for the 3-month-long rainy season, when her water walks will stop for a while. Or so she hopes. A recent UN report says global warming is intensifying droughts in Ethiopia. And Fadi says that lately the rains in Dilo have only been lasting half as long as they used to. For the World Vision Report, I'm Jessica Partnow.
For more pieces like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening.